Good evening. The show begins tonight by a conversation with Jeff McCausland about the military's postures around the world. Gaza, the war is not done. It's a ceasefire. The Hamas are planning their next provocation. Today they were caught burying an Israeli corpse as if they could discover it from suddenly where they buried it. I remember witnessing a ham-handed phony many years ago when Hamas was early on in the Gaza pretending to carry out a corpse that was alive, and it fell off the stretcher several times, finally in disgust got up and started yelling. They caught it with what was in those days a surveillance camera, not a drone. Same thing here, but a drone took the picture. Gaza's not done. We also talked about Ukraine. Putin has no intention of surrendering or negotiating in good faith. We looked at Caracas, and we both agreed that the Senate needs to debate this. It will be war, not criminal activity stopped by a Coast Guard. Carrier Battle Group Gerald Ford is headed there, will be there at the end of the week. Certainly they'll start air practicing. The idea is to intimidate Maduro to leave. Will it work? Unknown. Unknown. Many conversations about conflict zones, but also about Oceania tonight with Cleo Pascal. I lost a hero in Daniel Suadani, who died too young, 55, kidney failure. Perhaps he could have been saved if they'd used the dialysis machine that was nearby. They didn't use it. Didn't understand the instructions in Mandarin. Very strange. Solomon Islands. The big story for me was Lev Galinkin's return, writing a piece for The Nation magazine about an interview done by the Canadian Broadcasting Company in Ukraine. There's a very large Ukrainian population in Canada, very large, and very loyal to Ukraine and to Canada. But it's a keen interest to show Ukrainian fighters on the front line against the Russians. This particular fighter was introduced as a trainer, and he had two tattoos on his arm, forearm, both of them swastikas, a member of the 3rd Special Forces Brigade, run by a man, my informant Lev Galinkin, in all these matters, said, the man who runs that brigade is a well-known neo-Nazi. It's all quite incredible, but the part that convinces you something has to be done, the CBC, when it was pointed out that he had swastikas on his forearm, rather than apologize and take it down, hold a lesson about why you shouldn't ignore such things. They blurred it on camera the way they can cover faces when they're showing a police film. Very odd. It's the big story tonight. There's attendance around the world. Caracas, what comes next? The debate hasn't happened. A declaration of war hasn't happened. President makes extravagant claims how he's fighting drugs coming into the U.S. Well, declare war. Have the Senate debate the matter and acquaint the American people with what they're risking. Remember the proverb from the Columbell in the late 20th century, if you break it, you own it. We go into Venezuela in any fashion. We'll be there for decades. Food security, medical security, schools, depopulated people fleeing. It's a nightmare. Of course the opposition wants the U.S. to act. And the size of the fleet indicates they will act. I'll talk to Evan Ellis about this, about the capabilities of the Army. State Department is better, but at this point, that fleet, wow, could take on anything in the solar system. 4, 5, 6 Arleigh Burkes, Marine Expeditionary Force, Carrier Battle Group, Air Wing of F-18s, plus the F-35s and the B-1s and the B-52s have been flying by. Not ground forces, 10,000 ground forces. You need about, for a Venezuela country, 250,000. You're going to meet resistance by the drug lords and their cartels. They're not the Viet Cong, but then again, they have a motive, cash. I hope you like the show. The Lev Glinken story is fresh to me. But Lev tells me that this goes on routinely. The neo-fascists, the neo-Nazis in Ukraine don't hide it. The only people who don't know about it are the American people who are asked to support Ukraine. Perhaps. But there are mitigating factors here. These are not heroes. Ukraine lost 20 million people in the Second War. And they weren't all killed by Nazis. Thank you for listening. Good night.